祈ってメッセージを始めたいと思います。
Okay, we're going to start this message with a word of prayer.
祈りましょう。父なる神様、あなたが語ってきておられて、語ってくださる神様だと信じます。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you and we believe that you are a God that speaks to us.
イエス様、あなたの御霊が私たちの内側に住んでおられて、私たちに語られることを知っていますから。
We believe that Jesus Christ lives inside of us and he speaks into our lives.
今日、聖書を読む中で、学ぶ中で、あなたがどうぞ私たちに語ってください。
Lord, as we read from your holy word, let us learn and let us grow from it.
イエス様の名によって祈ります。
In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
はい、ここの中で大阪生まれ、大阪育ちの人を手を挙げてください。僕と同じでしょ。やっぱりね。
Today, like、
あ、結構少ないな。もう一回、大阪生まれ、大阪育ち。
Oh, kind of,
あのね、大阪の子でこう舐めとったらあかんでっていう言葉は、とてもとてもスタンダードな言葉なんです。
You know, this, 舐めとったらあかんで、in, who do you think I am in Japanese?、it's a very standard phrase if you live in Osaka.
基本的に直訳すると、あなたは私をunderestimate したらあかんでという意味なんです。低く見たらあかんよという意味なんです。
Yeah, so like we could also translate this a little bit more directly, like don't underestimate me.
だけれども、実はとニュアンスが二つあるね。
But actually, there's actually two ways of, really taking this if you wanted to go for the nuance.
そして大阪の子はそれを小さい時からその二つのニュアンスを使いこなすように学ぶわけです。
And, if you were born and raised in Osaka, you had to know this. This is just these two things you would understand.
まず最初に舐めとったらあかんでを大阪の子に一番最初に教える先生はこのおじさんなんです。
Okay, so the first teacher of this phrase, 舐めたらあかんで, it would be this guy here.
このおじさんの名前は島木ジョージさんと
言います。Okay, this is ジョージ島
木。あのね、土曜日のお昼にやってる吉本新喜劇でいつもヤクザの役で出てくる人です。
Okay, so the Osaka is very famous the Yoshimoto Theater. He's the guy that comes in as the mafia boss.
彼が舞台の端から邪魔するえって出てくるわけです。
And he always comes in. He's like, yeah, here I come. I'm gonna make some trouble.
そうするともうすでに舞台に乗ってる人たちがあ、クマや死んだふりせよって死んだふりするね。
So everybody that's on the stage when he comes on stage for some reason it's a bear. Everybody pretend you're dead.
このおじさんもびっくりして、どこクマどこ死んだふりせなあかんって自分も死んだふりするんやけど。
He's like a bear. There's a bear. I gotta pretend I'm dead. What?
And he
doesn't realize.
せやけれども自分がクマやと思われたんやと思って傷ついて。
So then finally he realizes they're calling him the bear.
誰がクマやねん。
He's like, what are you talking about? Who's the bear?
舐めとったらあかんで。
You better not underestimate me.
って言って。最初に大阪の子供たちが舐めとったらあかんで学ぶのはこのおじさんなんです。まず最初のニュアンスは私のことを恐れなさいよというニュアンスを舐めとったらあかんで。
You know, so the first reason for saying this 舐めとったらあかん means that you know you better give me the respect and fear me because I am somebody of importance.
私はあなたにとって恐るべき存在なんですよという意味なんですね。
I am someone you should be afraid of.
だけどももう一つのニュアンスを子供が大きくなるについて私たちは学んだんです。
But there is actually another time that the Osaka people they would use this phrase.
それは何かというと中学校のクラブ活動、高校のクラブ活動に入ったり、アルバイトに行ったり、就職した後に先輩から学ぶんです。
And it has to do with the kind of they have the you know ranking system, 先輩後輩 thing, and from junior high all the way up through college, as they're working their way up through the ranks and all their club activities and stuff, they would have this.
私たちが仕事をなんかええ加減な形でしとったり、いい加減な仕上げをしたり時間にルーズした時にだいたいちょっと仕事ができたりなんかができるお姉さんの先輩に廊下に呼び出されるんです。
You know, and so you're in club activity, you're working at McDonald's or somewhere, and then there's always, you know, you're kind of like, you know, you got better things to be doing, you're not doing it wholeheartedly. Well, there's always somebody just above you that is got it all going just the way it's supposed to be, and they like to tell you this.
そう、それとか何かこう紳士のおじさまの課長さんに呼び出されるんで、例えばこんな感じで。
Okay, or like you know the gentleman that's a boss of you or whatever, he comes and he's gonna take you under his wing and like help you to try to get better at whatever you're doing.
そして低い声で優しくそれでも厳しくこういうふうに言われるんです。
And he would use this phrase again in a deep voice, very quietly.
君はこの仕事を何だと思ってるの？
You know, what do you think you're doing here at this job?
それは私たちの会社は小さいかもしれへんよ。
Yeah, all right. We're just putting buns on burgers. I
そしてあなたがやってることっていうのはあなたはすごく小さいことだと思ってるかもしれない。
You may think that this means nothing, but for us.
でも私たちがあなたにやってくださいって言ったことはそれでも大切なプロの仕事なんです。
You know, if you do what we tell you, this is you're doing something that is going to make your life, it's going to lead into a professional career.
なのに、なんなあなたのそのなめた態度、なんでそんな態度と、
so、What's up with you, man? You know, if you're going to come, come on, you know, you're not, get it together, man.
あんた仕事なめとったらあかんでっていう。
You know, you better respect this job. You're underestimating us over here.
あなたが任された仕事は大切なんですよというニュアンスを学ぶわけです。
The job that you're supposed to be doing is very important.
だからなめとったらあかんではとても重要な言葉やから皆さん覚えてください。
So, you know, using it in this way, it's really a deep and powerful meaning for a phrase.
そしてどうして僕がこれを聖書の学びの中で持ってきたかというと、それは私たちが神様をなめとったらあかんでだからなんです。
And why am I using this kind of crazy Osaka phrase? It's because we need to, in the same way, we cannot underestimate our God.
また神様が私たちに用意されている人生、持っておられる目的をなめたらあかんのです。
And we cannot underestimate the purpose that God has for our lives and the desire for His will for our lives.
私たちは神を恐れなさいと聖書には何度も何度も書かれているんです。
It's written so many times in the Bible that we are to fear God.
箴言というところの19章の23節に大切な言葉があります。どうぞ覚えてください。
In Proverbs 19, there's this really good verse that we'd like to tell you.
読んでみましょう。主を恐れることは命に至りますと書いてます。
It says the fear of the Lord leads to life in Proverbs 19:23.
これはあなたが神様を恐れることは人生の中で神様があなたに用意されている祝福を味わうことに不可欠な要素なんですよということを教えているわけです。
It's telling us that the fear of the Lord is the key to us receiving blessings from God, and we need to have this in order to understand in full what the Lord would have for our lives.
あなたはそのように人生を生きていますか？
You know, are you living that way?
今日私たちは神を恐れ、そしてまた神様が私たちに用意されている計画、ミッション、目的をしっかり受け取る、それを恐れかしこんで謙遜に受け取るということを学びたいと思います。
We want to learn a little bit more today about God, what His will for our lives are, and how we can fear the Lord and the wonderful plan He has for us, so that we do not disobey Him, so that we will continue to follow along in His plan.
そして今日は残念ながらそれができなかった人から学びたいと思います。
And so, the best way to do that is to learn from someone who didn't follow God.
その人の名前は第一サムエル記の8章から15章に出てくるサウルという人です。
And you might have recognized it from the passage, but in 1 Samuel from 8 to 15, it's talking about the life of the first king of Israel, Saul.
サウルという人はイスラエルの一番最初の物書き、最初の第一王朝の最初の最初の最初の王様です。
The Israelites, they had been going around for a long time. They wanted a king. They wanted a king so bad, and so Saul was the first king of Israel.
サウルという人は神様に選ばれた人でした。そして人からも選ばれ
Saul, he was chosen by the Lord to become the first king, and he was chosen by the people as well.
それだけではなくて、サムエルというカウンセラーというか、顧問の先生というか、預言者、アドバイザーがいたわけです。
And there was also this prophet Samuel. He was the advisor. He was pretty much the one that was running things up until the first king came, Samuel.
彼は若い時にサムエルに油注がれて、神があなたをイスラエルの王にしようとしてるんだというふうに言われました。
And Samuel, he came and God told Samuel to anoint Saul with oil and tell him that he will become the king, first king of Israel.
ある程度リッチなお家に育ったから。
You know,Saul, he was raised in a good, you know, upper middle class house.
人生素晴らしいスタートだったんです。
He had a wonderful start already.
見た目も、しかもそれだけじゃなくて僕腹立つんやけど、good looking guy やって。
You know, it's a little bit irritating to read this part, but yeah, he was really tall and good looking.
男前やった、美しかった、美男子やったって、だから俺はあんまり知りたんだけど。
Mr. Handsome.
はい。そして彼の人生のストーリーはすごくいい始まり方をしたんですけども。
It was a really wonderful beginning. It's like Disney's fairy tale here.
だけれども、読んでいくにつれて、皆さん、あっと驚くフレーズに出会うんです。
But unfortunately, as he goes along in his life, he continues to have these incidents.
そんな素晴らしいスタートをしたのに、第一サムエル記の15章の35節にはこういうふうに書いてあるんです。
And we're just going to jump to the ending. After such a lovely start of Saul's life, this is the ending.
これが終わりの方やねんけど、サウルの人生の終わりの方、終わりの方って言ったらあれやけど、真ん中の辺やけど、サウルは死ぬまで、サムエルは死ぬまで二度とサウルを見なかった。しかしサムエルはサウルのことで悲しんだ。主もサウルをイスラエルの王としたことを 悔しいと思われた、悔やまれたと思うんです。
Okay, so it's not the end of Saul's life, but this is about the end of Saul's real career, so to speak. In Samuel 15:35, it said, Until the day Samuel died, he did not go to see Saul again, though Samuel mourned for him.And the Lord was grieved that he had made Saul king over Israel.
神様はサウルを選んでイスラエルの王と神様がしたんですよ。
Okay, just a few chapters ago, God had chosen Saul to be the first king of Israel, right?
なのにもうある程度の時間が過ぎると神様はせえへん方がよかったって神様が悔しいと悔やまれたって書いてるんです。
But it's like four chapters later, God is, you know, regretting ever making Saul the first king.
神様が失敗したって思うような人物ってどんな人なんですか？
You know, It's like God did a big oops on the first king. Like, what kind of person? What happened here?
何がこの人あかんの?
What was wrong with this guy?
素晴らしいスタートやったんちゃうの?
He was awesome, wasn't he?
彼には一つ問題があったんです。
He had a problem.
それは彼が神を恐れない人だったんです。
And the main thing in a nutshell was that he didn't fear God.
神様が言うこと、おっしゃること、神様自身を軽く扱う人でした。
He took God lightly.
でもそれだけじゃなくて、神様以外のさまざまなものを恐れる人でもあったんです。
You know, and he it's just there's different ways that he feared not only God, but he feared the things that people thought of him.
うん。で、今からいくつかのエピソードを紹介したいと思いますけども、彼が恐れたものを考えましょう。エピソードナンバーワンはこれです。彼の人生のエピソードナンバーワン、勝手に礼拝やっちゃった事件。
Okay, we're going to go into a few incidents, a few different scenes of when he actually started going the wrong direction. And we'll start with episode one is the barbecue worship incident.
サウルがイスラエルの王になった頃、ペリシテ人という人たちが強くなって、イスラエル人たちに対する攻撃がすごく大きくなったんです。
As Saul was becoming the first king, actually they were in a time of war. The Israelites were under attack from neighboring tribes of the Philistines.
そしてペリシテ人の攻撃がずっと続くにつれて、イスラエル軍の軍隊の士気っていうかモチベーションというのは、まあ、ちろんどんどんどんどんどんどんどん落ちてきますね。
As the Philistines continued to attack Israel, over time they started to wear theMotivation of the Israeli troops down.
サウル王はリーダーとして軍隊の将軍としてその軍隊のモチベーションというか士気を上げないとあかんかったわけ。
Of course, Saul is the leader of the Israeli army. He's trying to keep all the motivation up. He wants to keep them inspired. He wants to be a wonderful, great leader, leading them to victory.
そして当時この中近東のミドルイーストの世界の中では戦争の中で軍隊のモチベーションを上げるにはどうするかって言ったら。二つの方法があった。一つは偶像を戦地、バトルフィールドに持ってくるか、その戦争しているその場所で礼拝をするか、どっちかだったんです。
Okay, in this Mediterranean area, when they were going to have battles, in order to bring up the motivation of the troops, they had two options. They could either bring in some sort of a statue or figure or some sort of powerful spiritual item into the army, and that was supposed to give them a big power up, and then they were going to power up the troops this way. Or they'd have like this kind of a worship pep rally kind of thing going on.
で、イスラエルには偶像というものがありませんでしたから、サウルはこう考えられたわけです。ここでこの戦場で礼拝をすると戦争に対する士気が上がるんでしょうかなと思ったんです。
So Israel, they weren't into the idol worship, so they didn't have that option. So of course Saul was like, all right, then we need to have a good spiritual worship gathering. We're going to have a big worshipPep rally.
そして、預言者サムエルが来た時に一緒に礼拝をしようと思ってプランニングしてたわけですけれども。
And there was a plan that when, the prophet Samuel came, they were going to have this huge, spiritual pep rally. They were going to get a big worship night going on, and they were going to get the troops all pumped.
だけれども、どんどんどんどん士気が下がってくるのになかなかサムエルが到着しないんです、その戦場に。
Unfortunately, Samuel, the prophet, was a little bit delayed, and the troops, the motivation and the spirits of the troops continued to sink.
最終的にどんどん兵隊たちが脱走していくようになりました。
And unfortunately, their spirits were so low that people started to run away from the army. They were taken off, and they were losing their numbers.
サウル王の下でペリシテ人と戦ったら殺されてまうから俺も帰りますって逃げ出していったわけです。
You know, they're totally losing their They're fearing the enemy, the Philistines, and a lot of them were running away, and then they were trying to hide.
だから彼らは、サウルは彼らの士気を上げるために、いや、今からサムエルさんが来てないけど、預言者サムエルが来てないけど、僕が代わりに礼拝をリードする。僕が代わりに生贄を捧げるっていう風にして、勝手に礼拝を始めちゃったんです。
And, you know, Saul thought, this is it, this is the end. He panicked. I gotta do something. People are starting to leave. He's like, wait, don't go! Wait, we're gonna have this worship, you know, pep rally, and I'm gonna get it going, even though Samuel's not here, and we're gonna just do a big sacrifice, and we're gonna get God to bless us.
第一サムエルの13章8節にはこういうふうに書いてあります。サウルは、サムエルが定めた日によって7日間待ったんだけど、預言者サムエルは戦場であるギルガルには来なかった。それで神はサウル王から離れて散っていこうとした。そこでサウルは、全焼の生贄と和解の生贄を私のところに持ってきなさいと言った。こうして彼は勝手に全焼の生贄を捧げた。ちょうど彼がその礼拝のリードしてそれが終わった、全焼の生贄を捧げ終わった時に、預言者サムエルがやってきた。サウルは彼を迎えに出て挨拶した。サムエルは言った。あなた何ということをしたのか。サウルは答えた。民が私から離れていこうとし、またあなたも定められた日に来えへんと思ったから、ペリシテ人がミクバスに集まったっていうふうに戦争がもうすぐ始まるって聞いたから、だからやったんです。
Alright, looking at 1 Samuel in chapter 13, starting from verse 8. So, Saul waited 7 days, the time set by Samuel, but Samuel did not come to Gilgal, and Saul's men began to scatter. So he said, bring me the burnt offering and the fellowship offerings. And Saul offered up the burnt offering. Just as he finished making the offering, Samuel arrived. And Saul went out to greet him. What have you done? Asked Samuel. Saul replied, well, when I saw the men were scattering and that you did not come at the set time and that the Philistines were assembling at Michmash.
さあ、サウルは神様がサムエルを通して、サムエルを待ってなさいよ、礼拝を勝手にリードしたらあかんでっていうのを、もろ意識的に破っちゃったわけです。
You know, so there was a very, very clear understanding that Saul was not supposed to be leading this spiritual worship, giving the offerings and everything without Samuel there.
だって、兵隊を失ってたんやもん。
But he was like, but I was losing, the troops were all running away.
それをなんとか留めておくために、それは賢い選択だと思った。
I thought I made a good decision because I did something right when it was necessary.
そういう風にして戦争に勝つ良い機会を逃したくないと思ったんです。
I didn't want to lose the chance for victory, by waiting and missing the timing.
サウルは神様を恐れなかったけど、違う恐れを持ってたんです。
Saul didn't fear God, but he feared something else.
まず最初の恐れはこれです。
And he feared.
サウルの恐れ、ナンバーワン、それは良い機会を逃すことの恐れでした。
He feared missing out on a good opportunity.
サウルが、良い機会を逃したくなかったんです。
Saul really feared missing the timing on a perfectly good opportunity.
皆さんもそういうふうに思うときあると思うね。人生の中で神様が頼んだことやってくれてへんって思うときに、なんとか自分で良い機会を逃さへんようにしようって思います、私は。
Alright, think about this in your own life. You know, there's something, you really needed this from God. You needed it by a certain deadline. And, you know, when you didn't feel like you were getting the right answer from God that you needed, when you needed it, you decided, alright, well, I'm just going to go out in faith. I'm going to step out in faith and do it myself. And you try to do it anyway.
私が神様やったら今の私にこのタイミングで仕事を与えるのに、このタイミングで彼氏を与えるのに、このタイミングで結婚を与えるのに、神様何してはんのって思うことない？
You know, people will be like, if I was God, you know, I would see that in my life, this is the time right now, I need this job, I need this husband, I need this new career, I need this right now, this is the timing, what are you doing, God?
勝手なことしたらあかんの分かる、ルール違反したらあかんの分かるけど、もう絵はもう神様のスケジュール待ってないから、私のスケジュールで行きます。
You know, I understand that God's told me to wait, and I understand that it's all in God's timing, but I gotta do something. I gotta do it right now, or I'm gonna be in trouble.
いや、神様が、セットされたタイムテーブルというのはきっとあるやろうし、そこに必要なプロセスがあって、私が待たなあかんくて、それを通して私が成長する。わかんねんけど、そんな時間ないねんって。
You know, I understand the whole idea that God's got a schedule and everything in God's timing, and if we waited for God's timing, that I would be blessed more, and I get all that, but I can't wait anymore. It's driving me nuts.
例えばローンで買いたいものがあります。
You know, you want to get a loan. You need to get something. I mean, come on. You need it.
でももうまだ働いてまだ3ヶ月やで。
You just started your new job. It's only been 3 months.
やっと見習い期間が終わり、インターンの期間が終わり、やっと正社員に雇われたばっかりやんか。
You know, we've just gotten through the, you know, just finished all of the, just training, you know, so we're actually just going to finally get our first real paycheck.
例えば今やっと社会人として働くことを学び始めた段階やのに。
You know, so you're just, you know, a fresh newbie and you're just getting your feet and, you know, actually become a full-time employee.
好きなもん買うの後でもできるね。
And it's time for you to be able to get something, right? You want to get something new to go in your life.
でも、先生聞いて、今じゃないとって、今お買い得やねんって。
But you know, it was Black Friday and like the season is now to shop. We gotta get it now.
普通はあかんの分かって、今回だけ特別やねん。
You know, I understand, God, you want me to wait until my paycheck comes, but I need it now and look, the sale's gonna end.
神様のタイムテーブルを待ちません。
Can't wait for God's timing.
またこういうふうな 女性たちいるかもしれません。私もうすぐ結婚適齢期の後半戦突入やから何とかせなあかん。
You know, there may be a lady out there or something. Maybe, oh, look at my body clock is just getting ticking. You know, like I'm running out of time here. It needs to be now.
そして信仰を共にシェアできる人と結婚したいけど、そういう人となかなか出会われへんから。
But you know, I understand it. I'm looking for a good partner that is of the same faith and beliefs as me, but.
だけども私のことを素敵って思ってくれる男性が会社におるから。
But there's this guy at work, you know, he likes me. He says I'm really nice.
でその人ハンサムやし私に優しいしもうええかなって思ってんねんけど。
He's good looking, you know. He totally he's into me. I can tell.
いやもちろんその私と一緒にイエス様を礼拝する生活やってくれへんやろうなと私は思うよ。
I can totally sense that he's not Christian at all and doesn't want to go to church or anything like that.
でもいい人やから。
He's a nice guy.
まず付き合って。
First of all, I'm just gonna date him. Just date.
まず一緒に寝て。
Yeah, we're just gonna sleep together.
まず同棲して。
Yeah, we're just gonna live together a little bit.
そして神様が働くのを待ちましょう。
Then we'll wait for God to do something. Yeah.
だってそうしないと彼が去っていくもん。
Because if I don't start something with him now, he's gonna move on.
皆さんに考えてほしい質問があるんです。
Something we gotta think about.
もしあなたが神を恐れる人ならば。
If we fear God,
問うべき質問はこれです。
This is the question we have to ask.
私は神様のタイミングを信頼しているだろうか。
Do I trust God's timing?
神を恐れない人、サウルのような人は自分勝手なタイムテーブルで動きます。
For people like Saul who do not trust God's timing, they decide to do things in their own timing.
だけども神を恐れ信頼する人はまた別の種類の信仰を持っているんです。
But for people who do fear God, for people that do trust in God, they have something else in their beliefs.
子供のような信仰です。
It's going to be a faith like a child.
それは神様は私を take care してくれる、世話してくれる、面倒見てくれるという信仰です。
And that's a belief and a faith that your heavenly Father is going to take real good care of you.
そして私に神様は良いタイムテーブル、良いスケジュール、良い目的、良いプランを持っておられる。
And you know that your heavenly Father has the best plan, has the best schedule, has the best timing for everything for your life.
神様は愛の神様で私のことを忘れてない。
God loves you so much. He's your loving heavenly Father. He knows everything about you.
そして私が本当に神様が必要な時に必ず現れてくれる。
He's definitely there all the time, and he's definitely going to give exactly what you need in the perfect timing.
必ず神様は現れてくださる。
There's no doubt that he will come.
だから私は自分勝手なタイムテーブルで動きません。
That's why I am not going to make any rash decisions and move in my own timing.
神を待ち望みます。
I wait upon the Lord.
神に単純に従います。
I am going to just simply.Trust in God.
そして待っている時間は私が何か大切なことを学ぶプロセスの時間です。
And I realize that the waiting period is a wonderful time for me to learn something.
そしてチャンスを逃したとしても必ず神様はもっと良いチャンスを用意してくださってる。
And if I think there's some kind of an opportunity that's being missed, it's only because God has something even better that's coming along.
神様は備えの神様です。God is my provider っていう信仰を持つ人が神を恐れる人なんです。
We believe that God is our provider, our Jehovah Jireh.
神様はサウルを無視してたんでしょうか?
Did God ignore Saul and his position?
いやいや、神様は言った通りにちょうどその時間に預言者サムエルをサウル王のところに送ったんです。
No, God did perfectly what he said he was going to do when he sent Samuel, and Samuel got there at the appointed time that God had set.
サウルは待てなかったんです。
Saul didn't wait for that time.
神を恐れずに自分勝手なことをしました。
He went ahead and did everything by himself.
だから神様はサウルに おっしゃったんです。あなたがそういうふうな自分勝手なことをするんだったら、私はあなたを王座からどけてしまいます。
And so God told Saul, Saul, if you're going to do things the way that you want to instead of the way that I want you to do them, you can no longer be the king of my people.
私たちはいつも良いチャンスを逃したくない、良いチャンスを逃したくないと思って勝手なことをしますけれども、神を恐れずそれを求めてしまうと、結局は私は一番大事なものを私たちが失うことになります。
If we're always concerned and worried about missing the perfect opportunity and looking at, you know, see that God is not seeming to be answering our prayers at that perfect timing, then we are going to continue to make bad decisions for our lives.
私たちの神様はこの世を作り、あなたを作られた神様です。
God made the world, this universe, and everything in it.
そしてあなたのことを愛して、必ずあなたの人生に必要な助けを送ってくださいます。
And this amazingly powerful God also has a personal relationship with you one-on-one, and He loves everything about you, and He wants to have His hand in your life.
だから考えてください。あなたは、あなたにとって神のタイムテーブルを信頼すると、あなたにとってどういうことですか?
So think about it. What is God's timing for your life, and what does it mean to trust in the Lord for His timing?
神を恐れましょう。
Let's fear the Lord.
Okay, episode number 2. スターウォーズみたいな。
Yeah, episode 2.
Okay, yeah. episode 2.
Episode of
サウルのエピソード2は、
okay.
自分が一番注目されたよ、事件。
Alright, this is, check me out, the champion complex incident.
サウル王っていうのは背が高く美男子で素晴らしい戦士やってんけど。
Yeah, Saul, he was tall, he was handsome.、
すごいソルジャーやって、すごいもう、yeah. チャンピオンやってんけど。
Super tough guy, he's gladiator supreme.
だけど、彼の息子の方がもっと活躍する選手だったんです。
But his son happened to be an even better soldier than he was.
彼の息子の名前はジョナタンと言いました。ヨナタンと言いました。
His son was Jonathan.
名前もええよな。
Yeah,
ジョナタンな。
Jonathan. It just rolls off the tongue.
強い感じやな。
Saul Jonathan.
で、お父さんのサウル王は、すごい問題ある行動いっぱいしてるやん。サウル王は息子が立てた戦果、手柄を自分のものにいつもしとったわけです。
You know, andBeing the father, he gets rights for different things, and、he took the rights of his son, Jonathan. When Jonathan went out and did some kind of a war mark and effort, and he made some sort of a success in the war fields, Saul would take the credit for it like he had done it himself.
そうすると、例えばこんな感じ。ある日、ヨナタンが戦争に出てすごい大勝利を収めました。
All right, so one day, you know, Jonathan goes out and he does this little special surprise attack.
で、それを聞いたお父さんのサウル王は、実を言うと戦って勝利を得たのは僕で、っていうイメールを国中にバーン送んねん。
But you know, the results were in. Everybody knows that there was a victory, but you know, Saul sends out an email to everybody. Check it out. Look what I did. I took over this town.
ほんなそのメールを受け取った人は、うわ、すごい。うわ、やっぱりサウル王についていこう思って。
Jonathan's still out the field. He has no idea what his dad is doing, but his dad, you know, everybody's like, wow, Saul, he's amazing. I can't believe he did that.
彼のリーダーシップっていうのは、嘘によってできてたんです。
So unfortunately, Saul's leadership and the respect that he was getting was all based on lies.
それなんでかって言ったら、彼はいつも俺が一番注目されて偉大な人になりたいって思ってたからです。
And it's because he was always like, no, me! You guys, everybody, look at me! Look, I'm here!
ほんで、またある日、ヨナタンがまた違うところにいて違う大戦果を上げたんです。
Another time, of course, Jonathan's out, he's doing the hard work again, he gets another great victory in the battles.
なんか自分と部下二人で行って、もうすげえたくさんの敵をやっつけたっていう噂が入ったわけです。
You know, there was this, he sent the rest of his troops home, and it was just him and his, like, you know, armor bearer, and the two of them went up there, and they took out, like, 100,000 guys or something.
ほな、こう、お父さんそれ聞いたら、息子がそんな手柄をしてんのに、僕が全く手柄を立てへんで、今日、布団に入って寝られへんと思った。
Okay, so dad's like, that's it. Alright, if Jonathan's gonna be pulling that kind of stunt, I'm not going to bed until I do something even better!
だから、こうしよう。俺は絶対に今日のうちに、12時間のうちに、息子よりも偉大な戦果を上げてやる。
Okay, so that's it. You know, before the sun goes down today, I'm doing something better than my son Jonathan.
でもまあそれは自分の軍隊の協力も必要やから。
Yeah, of course I need all you guys to help me. So.
だからお前らに言うで。
Okay, here we go, guys.
今日。
The plan.
ジョナサン、私の息子があげた戦果よりもでかい戦果を私たちこれ全員で、あげるまで、お前ら全員飯抜きや。
Okay, so just to make, give us some better motivation so that we can like do something more amazing than Jonathan did. Everybody that you guys are all in with me, right? Yeah. So let's all promise that we're not going to eat anything until we do something amazing.
読んでみましょう。第1サムエルの14章の24節。
Oh、boy.
めちゃくちゃやるから
。This guy is crazy.
そのヨナタンがすごい戦果を上げた日、イスラエル人はひどく苦しむことがありました。なんでか言ったら、サウル王が民衆もしくは兵隊に誓わせて、夕方私サウルが敵に復讐するまで、食物を食べる者は呪われるという意味、民は兵隊は誰も食物を味見もできへんかったよ。
All right, so looking in 1 Samuel 14, from verse 24. Now the men of Israel were in distress that day because Saul had bound the people under an oath, saying, Cursed be any man who eats food before evening comes, before I have avenged myself on my enemies. So none of the troops tasted food.
で、兵隊さんたちはこれ思ったと思うね。
I'm sure the troops are all like, you know, like, why is it going to be
food?
I can't really fight if I'm starving to death.
So, で、ほんで思ったのは、なんでそんな敵はペリシテ人やか息子さんと競争戦だってええないですかって言ったと思う。
You know, like, what, aren't we fighting the Philistines? Why are you fighting with your son so much?
いや、親やったら、ほら、うちの息子見ててすごいやろって自慢したらええやんって。
You know, like, you should be proud of your son. Like, you know, usually parents are like, look at what my kids can do. You know, what is wrong with you, man?
でも、サウルには恐れがあったんです。
But Saul was fearful.
サウルの恐れとはこれでした。それは、サウルの恐れ、2番目、それは、自分の面目と名声を失う恐れだったんです。
Saul had fear, not of the Lord, he feared losing name and losing face.
うん。そう。サウルの一番の問題は、つまりはプライドの問題だったんです。
Saul had a pride problem.
他人の功績、それが息子の功績であったとしても認めることができませんでした。
Yeah, you know, when someone else did something better than him, or even if it was his own son, you know, he didn't want to hear about that kind of stuff.
他の人が神様のために、イスラエルのために、いろんなことをしたときに、よかった、やってくれてありがとう、頑張ってくれてありがとうって言えなかった。
You know, so anytime anybody did anything for his people, his, you know, Israel, anytime anybody did anything wonderful, instead of being like, thank you for doing this wonderful thing for my country, it was more like, oh no, you did not.
それに敬意を示すことができなかったんです。
He was not able to give the honor that was due to those people.
もしあなたの人生にプライドの問題があるとしたら、あなたは全く同じようになります。
You know, and if you have any pride in your life, this is going to put you in a similar situation.
もしあなたがプライドを持ちすぎてるんだったら、あなたの自尊心、セルフエスティームはちょっとの間だけメンテナンスされるかもしれないけど。
You know, through pride, sometimes you can do, you know, a band-aid.On your self-esteem.
だけれども、あなたの周りの人を徹底的に傷つけるようになります。
But, unfortunately, as you try to preserve your pride, you are going to be hurting people all around you.
残念ながら、あなたの愛する息子まで、傷つけるようになります。
You can even be, you know, hurting even your own children if it came to that.
そして、プライドをあなたの中に入れてずっと持っておくことは、あなたは神を恐れないで自分が馬鹿にされることを恐れるようになるわけです。
And if you continue to let pride be your main thing that you're trying to protect yourself from and you fear losing face, then it's going to just continue, and it's going to be the most important thing for you and you're not going to feel little fear of the Lord.、
うん、プライドを守るためにサウル王はすごく変な誓い、飯抜きやお前らっていうふうに言ったわけです。
Because of pride,Saul made this stupid oath and he made everybody swear not to eat anything.
でもこの時は携帯電話とか iPhone とかない時代だから、息子のヨナタンは違うところに戦争に行ってて、サウル王がそんな誓いをしてるとかそんな風に言うてるか全然知らんかったわけです。
You know, there was no, you know, Twitter, there was no emails or any way to kind of get the message over to Jonathan who was fighting in a different area. So they didn't actually hear about this whole swearing not to eat anything, until much later.
だからヨナタンは戦場でお弁当をバクバク食べて
Of course, so Jonathan, they had just finished eating, and they're all starving. They were just eating their lunch boxes over there.
そうするとこういうふうに言う人がおったんです。ジョナサン王子、ヨナタン王子、お弁当食べたらあかんですよ。
And so just at this time, a messenger comes running. Oh, whoa, whoa, Jonathan, wait, dude, don't eat.
あのね、 あなたのお父上、サウル王が、サウル王が良い戦果を上げるまで絶対みんな飯抜きや言うてるんですよ。
Dad, your dad said, don't put that in your mouth. No, he said, nobody eats anything until he said it's okay.
その時にヨナタンはこういうふうに言ったんです。うちの親父は間違うとるって。
And Jonathan at this time, he's like, oh, my father, he's totally got it wrong.
あなたたちみたいな人、戦争に行ってる実際の現場で働いてる人がご飯食べんで戦争できるか?
You know, look at you guys, are my, our workers, we gotta feed the workers. You guys can't, you can't work if you don't have your food.
親父は間違うとる。
Oh, my dad, he totally is wrong this time.
それを聞いた兵隊さんたちは、え?ということ食べていいんすか食っちゃっていいんすかっていう話だったわけ。
So, you're saying dad's wrong, so it's okay, we can eat, we're starving over here, we're starving.
何日も食ってないから、じゃあそっちの村に行け、あっちの村に行けって言って、うわーって話に行った
わけ。Like, chase that cat.
そして牛を殺し、羊を殺し、生肉をうわーって食べ始めたわけ。
They were just killing everything, you know, eating the sheep, they were eating the, you know, raw meat, they were just going to town.
そしてその生肉を食べるっていうのは、この時代に、禁止されたことでした。
The Israeli people, they were very strict about their foods, and raw meat was definitely one of the biggest things on the no-no list.
あの神の律法にそれはそうしてはいけませんと書かれたわけです。
You know, in the Lord's Book of the Laws, back in the Old Testament especially, they had these rules, to protect his people, and, they were not supposed to be eating this kind of food.
そしてそれがサウルの耳に入ったんです。イスラエルの軍隊が生肉をバクバク戦場で食べてる。
And of course, the message got back to Saul that there's people eating raw meat out in the field, and they're just going kind of crazy, and so then Saul gets freaked out.
そうそう、サウル王はミーティングを招集した。ちょっとみんなミーティングや、集まってくれ。
So Saul has a big meaning of all the heads.
なんで我々の軍隊の若いもんが生肉食うとるんや。
Why are there a bunch of young soldiers? Why are they all eating raw meat out there and stuff? This is a big problem.
なんであいつらそんなアホなことしとんねん。
Why are they doing something crazy like this?
誰がそんなんしてええ言うたん。
Who said that's okay to do something like that?
どんな経緯であいつら食うとんねん。
I don't understand who let those orders get out.
うん。そういうことを許した奴は絶対死ななあかん。
Whoever, like, let them eat raw food, they need to die.
さあ、皆さん、このミーティングにあなたがいたとしたらどう思いますか?
So, if you were one of the people sitting in on the meeting, what are you gonna say about
that? いや、OK 出したんあんたの息子さんなんやけど。
Actually, we know it was your son Jonathan, but,
いや、でも元はといえばで、あんたがめちゃくちゃなご飯抜きとかするからやんか。
You know, but it's kind of your fault, because you told all of your soldiers not to eat anything after all their hard work.
あんたのそのプライドの問題、息子に負けたくないっていうプライドの問題がこれを全部引き起こしねえで。
You know, you've got this whole father-son pride issue going on here, and you're like getting a whole army involved with your family issue.
問題はあんたのプライドの問題やろ。
It's all started from your pride.
で、ミーティングに参加した人はみんな思っとったはずや。
So, of course, everybody had that in their minds at the meeting, but...
誰も言わなかった。
Nobody's gonna tell the king that!
読んでみましょう、38節。そこでサウルは言った。民の頭たちはみんなミーティングへここに寄ってきなさい。今日どうしてこんなアホな罪が起こったのかを確かめなあかん。誠にイスラエルを救う主は生きておられる。たとえそれが私の子ヨナタンであっても彼は必ず死ななければならない。しかし、ミーティングに集まったリーダーたちのうち誰もこれに答える人はいなかったんです。
Okay, so in verse 38, Saul says, therefore said, come here, all of you who are the leaders of this army, and let us find out what sin has been committed today. And as surely as the Lord who rescues Israel lives, even if it lies with my son Jonathan, he must die. But no one of the men said a word.
だって切れるもん言ったら、絶対。
If we said, like, it's your own son, or it's actually your fault, you know, there goes my head.
皆さんはどういう人ですか?
Yeah,
皆さん、プライドイシューがありますか?プライドの問題がありますか?
Do you have any kind of pride issues?
私たちが問わなき、自分に問わなければいけない質問はこれです。
There is something we need to ask ourselves.
私たちにはプライドイシューがある、プライドの問題がある。他人の成功を喜んでいるでしょうか?自分の間違いをすぐに認める人でしょうか?
All right. So, do we give credit to others? Or do we admit our mistakes?
あなたは何回も何回も一日のうちに、ありがとう。あなたのおかげや、ほんま君すごいと思うわっていうふうに言う人ですか?
Are you the kind of person that says thank you to the people around you and appreciates them for the things that they do to help?
それともその人を褒めたら自分が損する気分になる人ですか?
Or do you feel like if you give somebody some praise that you are somehow taking something away from yourself.
あなたの口から出てくるのは褒め言葉ですか、励ましですか、それとも批判ですか。
Do you give words of encouragement or words of praise, or are you giving words of criticism?
皆さん、人を批判するときはすごく気をつけてください。
If you're not careful, if you're about criticizing people,
あなたが人を非難したり批判するとき、あなたはちょっとの時間だけ他の人よりも賢く聞こえるかもしれません。
You know, if you're judging others, if you're criticizing others the way they do things, for a moment you may sound like you're a little bit smarter than them.
だけれども周りの人たちはあなたがプライドの問題があるということをすぐに気づくようになる。
But it's going to be a blatant show that you have pride issues.
皆さんは今度は自分が間違いを指摘されたときに、ごめん、俺が自分で正しいと思ってたけど。俺が間違ってるかもっていうふうに自分の間違いの可能性を客観的に見ることができる人ですか。
If you organize something or if there was something that was done by your hand or something that you asked people to help with or whatever and it didn't go well, and you are not able to take the responsibility for that. If you can't say that it was your fault and you know ask for apologize and ask to be forgiven for that, if you can't do that.This is going to lead into huge problems.
さあ、考えてみてください。例えば僕がプライドの問題を持っているとしたらどんな風になるか。
So, again, if you got pride issues, what kind of problems are we talking about?
僕がもしプライドを持っていると
したら、if I have pride, then...
ね、僕がね、すごく好きなのは、クロスロード教会では何人かの説教者がいることです。
You know, okay, well, yeah, I like, I'm the pastor here, and so I like that there's a few pastors and that they all do their, you know, messages and stuff. It's great.
それでね、僕がブルースとかダニエルのメッセージを聞くの大好きなんです。
And I do. I love listening to Bruce's messages and Daniel when they give messages.
でももし僕が一番角っこの椅子にこうやって足組みながら、なんかやこいつら何喋っとんやってバカにした目でなんかハスに構えてダニエルとブルースが喋るのを見てたとしたら、皆さんとても注意してください。新しい教会を探し始めた方がいいかもしれないんで。
You know, and if I was sitting in the back while Daniel or Bruce was giving a message in like, you know, really like bad posture and like just kind of talking out the side of my mouth and just saying like, who are these guys? What are they talking about? Like, you know, like, you know, like they're talking about the same thing all the time or something like that. If I was all talking trash in the back whileThey are doing their messages.
それは僕サウル王みたいになってるということです。
That would be just like what Saul was doing, with his men.
そして僕がまずいメッセージをしたときに、皆さんが、いや、今日のは全然よう分からへんかったわって言われたときに、いや、それは俺のせいじゃなくて、マーク・プレイズのせいなんやって言い出したとしたら。
And so, you know, if people are like, you know, Pastor Fumi, today's message, it just wasn't really there. I didn't get the point or whatever. It's like, no, it wasn't my fault. The translator, Mark, that guy, man, I don't know where he was going with the translation.
どうぞ違う教会
You know, and so if you ever feel like that's happening, you probably got to find a new church.
神を恐れない人っていうのは、俺が成功したらそれは俺の力。
You know, for people who do not fear the Lord, when they have a success, they feel like it's all due to their own strength.
そして俺が失敗したらそれはあいつが悪い。
And, you know, but if they made a mistake or something, and something went wrong, then it was definitely everybody else's fault.
そして神様がタイミングよく現れなかった神様が悪い。ちゃんと仕事しないやん、神様。
God didn't make it happen at the right time, then it's God's fault.
でも神を恐れる人は自分が成功したときに、まず神に栄光を返すんです。
But for people who do fear the Lord, when they are successful, they give thanks to God.
そして助けてくれた人にありがとう、ありがとう。今度ご飯おごるわ。ありがとう、ありがとう。サンキューカードこれスターバックスこれ行って。感謝する。
You know, and they thank the people around them. They do whatever they can. They take them to Starbucks. They do something nice for the people to say thank you for your help and the efforts to make things successful.
そして他の人が成功したときは、よかったね、僕あなたのために嬉しいよって。
The people around you, when something happens good in their lives, when they are successful, you'll be able to have the words of encouragement and say, so, that's so great for you, I'm so happy for you, congratulations on that success.
あなたがプライドの問題を持ってないとしたら、
If you don't have pride,
あなたは自分が間違いを犯したときに、ごめん、俺間違ってたかも、私間違ってたかもって言えるんです。
You'll be able to say you're sorry for making a mistake when something didn't go right and taking responsibility for something.
皆さん、シミとかシワとかニキビとか気にしてるやろ？
You know, is anybody, you know, like noticing the extra little bit of wrinkles and stuff? You know, looking at the pimples.
鏡を見たらすぐに見えるんです。
You know, if you look at a mirror, you can see right away your complexion.
だけれども、プライドっていうのは鏡を見てもわからないんです。
But pride is something that looking in the mirror is not going to show you.
人に聞かないとわからないんです。
It's something that actually somebody else is going to probably have to tell you about.
そして人に私プライドもねあるかなって聞いてもほとんどの場合答えてくれんから。
You know, like, is there anybody you can have a good enough relationship to ask them, hey, am I prideful?
だから神を恐れる人として皆さんに一つチャレンジがあります。
You know, so this is a challenge for anybody who fears God.
それはこれです。それは言われても逆上せえへんから僕にプライドの問題があると思ったら言うてな。
Do you have anybody that you feel close enough that you could say, hey, listen, if I have a pride issue, could you tell me? I promise I won't blow up on you.
これは家族の中でもそうですけれども、特に職場の中でめちゃくちゃ大事です。
You know, this is something that is going to be huge in your own family, but it's something that's for your work environment and everything.
言われても逆上せへんから。
I promise I won't blow up on you.、うん、I really just want to know.
私、プライドの問題あると言ってください。
Do I have a pride issue? If I do, please tell me about it.
みんなで成功したいんです。
I want to be successful.
サウルはそれができなかったんです。
Saul was not able to do it.
神を恐れてなかったんです。
He did not fear the Lord.
自分のことばっか考えて。
Thought about himself first.、
うん、だからサウルは王様の座から降ろされました。
And that's why he was removed from being king of Israel.
Okay, サウルの問題、ストーリー、エピソード3、これ簡単な、ポッケないない事件。
Okay, we're going to episode 3. The let me save some incident.
こんなに間違いをたくさん犯したサウル王だけれども、15章では、神様はなんとサウルにもう一度チャンスをあげるわけです。
You know, as God is a gracious God, he still gives this goofball another chance.
うん、イスラエルの歴史の中で最も栄えある仕事をこのサウルという人に神様は渡そうとしました。
God had prepared the kingship of his holy people, his blessed people, and he was going to give it to Saul. This was a very, very great position to have.
それはアマレク人というふうにイスラエルといつも戦ってた民族を滅ぼすという大切な仕事でした。
Okay, and there was another job that God had for his leader, for Saul, and that was to take and to destroy the Amalekites, completely get rid of them, wipe them out.
聖書を気をつけて読んでいくと、イスラエルの民がエジプトから出てきた瞬間に一番彼らが大変だった時にアマレク人は容赦なくイスラエルの民の一番弱い人たちを略奪し殺したと書いてるんです。
And so, there's a history here. When the Israelites were slaves in Egypt and they were freed from Egypt and when they were heading for the promised land, the Amalekites, they were like vultures and they came and swooped down and they picked up all the weak and the slow and the crippled and the elderly and they stole them and they killed them and they stole a lot of things from the Israeli people at that time.
神様は絶対に私はアマレク人の仕打ちを忘れないで必ず私はある人物を用意してアマレク人を滅ぼすからっていうふうに、約束されたんです。
And God promised that he would not forget about the suffering that the Israeli people went through, the Israelites went through, and that someday he would avenge, the things that the Amalekites did back on them.
そして神様はそれをこのサウル王に任せると言ったんです。
And so this promise was supposed to come to fruition through King Saul.
うん、そしてサウルはやりますと言ってやり始めたんです。
And Saul's like, I'll do it.
で、やるんはやったんやけど、やり方が中途半端やった。
And he did do it, but he only did it about half done.
問題があったわけです、そこに。
About halfway through, he got to a bit of a problem, a little bit of a sticky spot.
読んでみましょう。第一サムエル記の15章。サウルはハビラからエジプトの東にいたるシュルの方のアマレク人を打ち負かし、アマレク人の王アガクを生け捕りにし、その民を残らず剣の刃で清絶しました。しかしサウルは彼のサウルと彼の民は、アマレク人の王アガクと、それに肥えた羊や牛の最も良いもの、子羊とすべての良いもの、金とか銀とかを全部捨てるのを惜しみ、これらを清絶することを好まず、ただつまらない値打ちのないものだけを処分したと書いてるんです。
Okay, so in 1 Samuel 15, it says in verse 7, Then Saul attacked the Amalekites and all the way from Havilah to Shur, to the east of Egypt. He took Agag, king of the Amalekites, alive, and all his people, and he totally destroyed them with the sword. But Saul and the army spared Agag and the best of the sheep and cattle, the fat calves and lambs, everything that was good. these, they were unwilling to destroy completely, but everything that was despised and weak, they totally destroyed.
神様はこうおっしゃったんです。アマレコ人をやっつけるときは彼らにビロングするもの、彼らの持ち物は金であっても銀であっても羊であっても牛であっても全部ゴミとして捨てなさいと。
God made it real, really, really simple for Saul. He's like, kill everything, destroy everything.
聖書の公開でアマレコ人の記憶をこの地から消し去ってしまいなさい。
I would like them erased from the books of history.
うん。だけれども、サウルはアマレコ人の持ってたいい財産と牛とか、それと王様を殺さずに取っといたんです。
But Saul got there and he saw that what they had, some of it was actually quite nice and could be quite useful and was worth value. And so he spared the things that he thought were of extremely good value, like the king of the Amaleks.
もし、これなんでかって言ったら、もちろん自分が欲しかったっていうのもあるんやろうけど。
Of course, you know, there might have been some of the things he wanted for himself,
but
more than that.
考えてください。アマレク人をやっつけるためには、戦士たちを雇わないといけません。
You know, as a king, he's got to pay salary to all his soldiers and everything, right?
支払いするには戦争に行ったところで略奪してそれを彼らの給料とするべきなんですけども。
You know, normally when you have soldiers, they go into the battle and the booty that they get when they destroy a city or whatever, they collect all the goods and that's like, all right, we're happy, we got our goods, we got our collected our treasure here.
でも神様それをやったらあかんと言うんです。
But God's saying no, don't collect anything from the people that you've destroyed.
いやでもせっかくそこにあるんやから。
But there's all this good stuff here, and the men they could just take that for their salary.
経済のこと考えたってそっちの方がこんな全部ゴミにしたらあかんやん。もう経済のこと考えたらちゃんとそれ使う方がええやんと思ったわけです。
You know, but financially, in order for you know to help the kingdom more, then you know if I let the troops all just take their own stuff, I won't have to pay them more on top of that. So it's a good decision.
その方がエコやし、選手たちも喜ぶし、僕も嬉しいし、みんなハッピーやんか。
Yeah, economically, it's a good decision, and they'll be happy because they see all this good stuff. They don't want to destroy it, and I'm happy if they're happy, and so hey, everybody's happy.
And so
that's why, yeah. So just gonna keep the good stuff. We're just gonna skim off the good stuff for ourselves.
だってそうしないと雇った兵士がなんて言うか。
You know, but if I don't, then what are all the soldiers that I've hired to do this work for me? What are they gonna say about me?
サウロが恐れたもんがあるんです。
You know, and they're gonna say I'm afraid.
それはサウルは人を恐れてたんです。
And actually, Saul was afraid. He had a fear of what men thought. He feared men.
皆さんは人を恐れてませんか?
Do you fear men?
神様があなたに私に預けなさい、私に捧げなさいと言われているものが厳然として私たちにあるんです。例えば、一週間のうち一日を礼拝に捧げなさいと神様もおっしゃっていますけど。
God asks us for sacrifice in our lives. He asks us for our time.
うん。7分の1の時間を私に捧げなさい。
Give me one day of rest. Give me one Sabbath. Give me one day that you focus on me completely. He asks.
Okay. 10分の1の経済を私に捧げなさい。
Give us one tenth of, give me one tenth of your money, your financial situation to me. Give it back to me since I've given that all to you.
あなたの心の 100% を捧げなさい。
Please give me 100% of your heart. I need it all.
神の言葉に従う生活に 100% 自分を捧げなさい。
Please give me 100% of your obedience.So that you will believe and trust and follow my teachings.
その時に私たち葛藤するんです、心の中で。
But you know, in our hearts, we're like doing a little calculations and we're like we're holding back a little bit here.
もし私が捧げたとしたら、神様はその分とかもっと栄養にくれるやろうか。
All right, you know, well, if I give God 10% of my finances, then He's going to give me back an extra 20%, right, or something.
で、それよりもあれなのは、神様の言葉に従ったとしたら、他の人なんて言うやろ。
You know, but if I'm like, oh, on top of all that other stuff, you know, if I'm given 100% in obedience to God and everything, then like my way of living and stuff, what are other people going to say when they look at me and hear me?
上司に日曜日に休みが欲しいんです、教会行きたいって言うたらどうなるやろ?
You know, like when I tell my boss I want Sundays off and like at the office everybody else is working, what are they going to say when I'm not there on Sundays?
主人に日曜日に一緒に礼拝に行って欲しいです、うちの奥さんに。日曜日一緒に礼拝行ってほしいんですって言ったらどうなるやろ?
You know, if I tell my husband or my spouse I want to go to church on Sunday, would you please come with me or something? What are they going to say to me? What are they going to? I'm afraid.
親に僕クリスチャンになりたいね。私クリスチャンになりたいね。洗礼を受けたんやけどどうやろうって言ったら親父とおふくろどう思うやろ?
You know, my parents aren't Christian and they're totally Buddhist and they're going to be worried about that. I'm the oldest of the family and if I tell them I'm going to get you know baptized and everything, they're like, what are they going to think about me?
私たちがキリストに従おうとするとき必ず批判があります。
If we decide to follow Jesus, a new lifestyle, there's always going to be people that are going to criticize our new lifestyle.
ひどい悪口が飛んでくるかもしれない。
Of course, there's going to be terrible rumors and stuff that are going around.
その時にあなたは誰を恐れますか?
So who are you going to fear?
その人たちを恐れますか?
People?
それとも神を恐れますか?
Oh God.
サウルは人を恐れたんです。
God, Saul chose to fear people.
そして彼は神様が与えた大切なミッションを軽く扱ったんです。
And through the fear of people, Saul took God's, mission and he didn't complete it in the way that God had asked.
それを見た預言者サムエルは皆さんのバイトの先輩やあのクラブの先輩が皆さんに言ったこと同じことを言ったんです。
And so going back to the original, Osaka dialect that we had talked about at the beginning of the message today, when Samuel went and saw the things that Saul had done, and he just turned to Saul and said,
Okay, 17節見てみましょう。サムエルは言った。サウルよサウル。あなたは自分ではしょうもない人間や小さいものに過ぎないと思ってるかもしれへんけれども、でもよう考えてよ。あなたはイスラエルの諸部族の頭ではありませんか。
So in verse 17, Samuel said, Although you were once small in your own eyes, did you not become the head of the tribes of Israel?
サウルにサムエルは何と言ったんですか?それは、君、この王様の仕事を舐めとったらあかんでって言ったんです。
And that was Saul, Samuel saying to Saul, like, Look, you're supposed to be the king of all Israel now. You're supposed to, you cannot, like,Do what you're doing. Don't underestimate the responsibility that you have.
これは私たち全員が聞くべき言葉です。私たち全員がこの舐め取ったらあかんでを聞く必要があるんです。
We all need to hear, don't underestimate the value of what's been entrusted by God.
私たちは自分はクリスチャンで小さいものやと私が神様に従うが従うまいがあまり関係ないと思ってるかもしれません。
You know, as Christians, like how much we are obedient to the Lord and everything like that, yeah, it matters, but it's not anything in comparison to this.
いやいや、めっちゃ関係あんねんで。
No, it is very valuable.
あなたは小さい人間やと思ってるかもしれないけど。
We may feel like we're very small and very not, you know, we're not like God's, you know, general officer or anything like that in His army, right?
でもあなたを通して神様がしようと思ってることは偉大なことなんですよ。
But actually, God wants to do great things through each and every one of us.
うん、私たちはこの世にあってキリストを表す存在なんですよ。
We are supposed to be showing the world around us what it is to be, like Jesus.
神の偉大さを表現する人なんですよ。
We are supposed to be the ones that are supposed to be expressing God's greatness.
どんなに小さい人であっても、私たちに神様が与えられている仕事は偉大なんです。
So no matter how small we believe we are in our own eyes, we have been given great things that we are supposed to do, great missions.
この世にあって私たちは神の国の祭司なんです。Priest なんです。
We are the priests of this world for this land.
そしてアンバサダーです。神の国の大使なんです。
We are the ambassadors. We are the ones to try to connect to the people and bring them to the Lord.
その責任を適当に考えないでください。舐め取ったらあかんで。
And we cannot take lightly the responsibilities that we have been given as God's children, as God's, embassy, ambassadors for this world.
うん。常に問わなければいけない質問はこれです。私は戦っているか、常に。外からのプレッシャーと戦っているやろうか。
So, we have to ask ourselves, am I resisting the pressures from outside?
うん。神様は私たちの内側に進んでおられて、そして私たちを内側からプロンプトされます。促されますけれども。
God lives inside of me. God, he speaks in a small voice and I can hear him telling me what it is I'm supposed to do.
でも人は私たちに、ああ、成功せ、ああ、成功せ、そうせへんかったら、そうせへんかったらって言うてきます。
But you know, like all around me, the world is talking about a different kind of success and what the world considers success and what I need to be doing to be successful in this world.
その時に、大丈夫やね。私一人が神様に従えへんかったって大丈夫やねって思わんといてください。
And so please don't think, well, for this one time, I'm just going to take care of things because, I can't put God first. I needed to take care of this stuff just to satisfy the people around me.
神を恐れましょう。
Let's fear God.
それが命につながる道なんです。
That is the road to eternal life.
この愚かなサウル王の最後の一言を見てみましょう。
Let's look at the fool, King Saul, and the last thing he had to say here in this story.
24節、サウルはサムエルに言った。サムエルさん、サムエルさん、私は罪を犯しました。私は主の命令とあなたの言葉に背いたからです。私は民を恐れて、神様じゃなくて、民を恐れて彼らの声に従ったのです。
So in verse 24, then Saul said to Samuel, I have sinned. I violated the Lord's command and your instructions. I was afraid of the people, and so I gave in to them.
あなたは誰を恐れますか?
Who do you fear?
私たちは神を恐れましょう。
We need to fear the Lord.
これから一生かけて神様がどれほど偉大で恐るべき方か、またそれと同時にどれほど愛にあふれた方かを一緒にみんなで学んでいけたらいいなと思っています。
I think the rest of our lives we need to be spending to just continue to learn about how great our God is and how great the plan is for our lives and how we need to continue to live in fear of our Lord.
サウルはこういうふうに言いました。私は人が怖かったんです。
To Paul, to Saul, he was afraid of the people.
だから彼らの声に従ったんです。
And so he followed what they told him to do.
でも僕は皆さんにサウル王とは違う最後の言葉を口に出して言ってほしいんです。
But I, you know, really encourage you to be able to say something different than Saul, when it's all said and done for your own life.
周りの人がどうしてあなたはそんなことをしたのって聞いたら、
people ask you, you know, why are you doing things the way that you're doing things?
私たちの答えはこれです。
And this is why.
私は神を恐れつつ御声に従ったんです。
It's because I feared God, so I obeyed.
だからあなたが何と言おうと、
so, no matter what you say,
私は神を恐れ神に従います。
I fear my Lord, God.
私は人を恐れません。
I do not fear man.
私は神を恐れ神に従います。
I fear the Lord. I fear the Lord my God.
そのような人生であるように祈りたいと思います。
And that's the lifestyle. That's the life that I want to pray for all of us.
祈りましょう。
Let's pray.
父なる神様、
Dear Heavenly Father.
私たちはあなたの偉大な御名の前に心静まり、そしてあなたの麗しさを仰ぎ見たいと思います。
We humbly come before you, Lord, in your great presence, in your holy greatness, and we humble ourselves before you.
あなたは私たちをひねり潰すことができる神様なのに、私たちを探してくださって、見つけてくださって、救ってくださいました。
Lord, we know that you could just wipe out anything with a single swipe of your hand, but instead,You have carefully caressed us and held us in your hands and nurtured us.
そして私たちを子供としてくださいました。
You have taken us as your own child.
それを私たち全部忘れて適当なことをやってしまいます。
And even still as your children, we forget it all and we do things just at our own will.
あなたのタイムテーブルじゃなくて自分のタイムテーブルを考えたり。
We think about our own schedule. We think of our own timing, and we forget about yours.
もうプライドのことばっかり考えたり。
We think about what people think of us. We have pride.
人がどう思うかなってことばっかり考えたり。
We worry about the things that people say or think about us all the time.
でも今私たちはもう一度あなたの栄光を見上げてあなたにお伝えしたいと思います。
We want to think about the glory of you, Lord, and we want to think about how to make you overjoyed.
私たちはあなたを恐れます。
We want to fear you, Lord.
そして謙遜にシンプルにあなたに従います。
We want to simply respect and follow you.
あなたのような偉大な恐るべき神様が私たち小さい私たちを見つけ愛してくださったことありがとう。
Lord, you are so worthy of our fear and of our respect, and we are so small, but we thank you for picking us and choosing us to be your children.
どうぞ私たちの人生があなたを表すものでありますように。
Lord, that in through our lives we can share to others your greatness.
イエス様の御名によって祈ります。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.